Now, more than 600 Gardaí were injured in the line of duty last year, with more than half sustaining an injury as a result of an assault. New figures released under Freedom of Information legislation show the number of Gardaí injured at work during 2025 rose by 11% compared to the previous year. A total of 616 officers were recorded reporting some form of work-related injury last year. That's up from 555 the year previous. The figures include 344 Gardaí who sustained injuries as a result of an assault, 56% of all injuries incurred in the line of duty. Now, among the higher profile incidents in which Gardaí were assaulted during the year were riots outside the City West complex in Sagart in Dublin in October, as well as three separate incidents over a weekend in Dungarvan, County Waterford, in the same month when seven Gardaí were injured. Now, the figures from across the country reveal that there are sometimes wide variations, but the figures for Kerry, in the Kerry division, with a workforce of 348, they recorded more than three times the number of the injuries received in Dublin. 25 officers being injured on duty. The figure was a decrease on the 41 Gardaí injured in 2024, but still 7%, one of the highest rates in the country. With me on the line to talk about this in more detail is Eddie Walsh, who is the GRA, the Gardaí Representative Association representative for Kerry Gardaí. Eddie, good morning to you.
Good morning, Johnny.
Listen, what's your view on these figures and what they tell us about the difficulties of doing the job?
Well, Jerry, you stated the figures already. There was 626 Gardaí injured in 2025. 55% were in connection with assault. In our own division in 2024, we had 41 Gardaí out injured, 32 were assaults. That's 78% of Gardaí in Kerry in 2024 of the 41 were due to assaults. And last year, we had 25 Gardaí in our division, 18 were assaults. Unfortunately, our job has become more difficult. Members go to work every morning and evening. They deserve to go home without injuries, but we're facing more, distress. A minority of the public are into protests. They're into being aggressive. They're under the influence of intoxicant, and a minority of people are inclined to take on the Gardaí and become aggressive towards our members, and which results in a higher number of assaults nationwide and in the division.
Why are these assaults increasing, to your mind?
It's kind of a difficult question to answer, Jerry, but I suppose you see yourselves from social media. Gardaí go to an incident and first thing is putting their face as a phone, and it's probably encouraging a minority of people to become aggressive towards Gardaí, to take Gardaí on. Like you've already mentioned, high-profile cases. We had a double city riots in 2023 with the City West, where Gardaí were seriously injured and they had missiles thrown at them. And even last year, a high-profile case in Dublin, in Capel Street, where two members of Gardaí were in the beat and they were attacked and stabbed to no fault of their own. And that's happening all over the country. And it's just as a minority of people in the public are becoming more aggressive towards Gardaí.
Happens. What can be done to tackle it, Eddie? What does your organisation want from the government in terms of trying to tackle this problem?
Well, since 2010, there's been the initiative of incapacity spray, which is better known as pepper spray. That was introduced. That definitely helped our members to tackle, violent prisoners with weapons. Last year, 2024, the body cams was rolled out, and it's a pilot scheme in Dublin, Limerick, and Waterford. And our new Gaelic commissioner has introduced a pilot scheme in relation to tasers, where there's four stations in Dublin and in Waterford that will be piloted. Tasers are a necessity for our members at present, because if you go to a violent situation where you're tackling with an offender who has a weapon, we have no choice to use tasers. But coming back to which I've stated out numerous times on your show, Jerry, extra Gardaí, higher numbers. We have higher numbers in Kerry. We definitely need more guards in Kerry. I would say nearly 30 to 40 members. Yeah, in Kerry we need extra, the police, the division. If you have more Gardaí, you have more protection of our members, you have less chance of being assaulted.
Yeah, if you literally have bodies on the ground, you'll be safer in numbers. Will the body cams make a difference, do you think, Eddie, if they're rolled out nationally, as I expect they probably will?
Definitely, Jerry, because basically if you go into a situation and you're dealing with, we'll say, for argument's sake, protesters or people, we'll say, in public outreach, has become aggressive, well, once the body cams are a deterrent, because there are factual evidence that you went to court, clear to the judge, and you can see the behaviour of the offender, it definitely would be a deterrent towards people that are subject to this behaviour.
With that in mind, rolling on from that though, would there be a need for stiffer penalties? It's been called by several politicians if someone attacks someone who's a member of an Garda Síochána or in the emergency services doing their job.
Well, the government jury in November 23 increased the maximum sentence for assault or threat of assault on Garda and emergency workers from 7 to 12 years. It is a deterrent, but it comes down to basically if members are, or members of serious assaulted, they have to face the rigors of the law and they have to face sentences, because no member of an Garda Síochána, no matter where in the country they are, and in the county division, deserve to be sought while they're on duty.
Yeah, and some of those cases would only know be coming through the courts under that new provision, so sentences being handed out kind of now to send that message that it's you're going to spend longer behind bars if you are convicted of assaulting a guard.
Yes, yeah, correct, Julian. Like I said earlier, the high profile case there was in court recently in Rowland Capel Street, but two members were on the beat and in during daytime, and they were savagely attacked by an offender with a knife and stabbed several times in cases in court there recently.
And you said maybe 30 to 40 more Gardaí needed in Kerry. Are you confident that might happen with the intensified efforts to recruit, or are there still difficulties in recruiting Gardaí?
Well, the recruitment has increased, Jerry, and we'll be hoping in relation to the recent rollout from where Cork City Division got to 28 extra Gardaí. I know a new commissioner is targeting in different divisions and putting extra resources into each division, and we'll say in one go. So we'll be hopeful down the road in Kerry, but we definitely need extra Gardaí. I've called you a problem before. We need at least 40 Gardaí in the division to police the division and to make it safer for our members. Like I say, more members, safer to do their work, extra people, extra work, safer and less chance of assaults.
Okay. All right, Eddie, listen, thanks very much for talking to us about that in the programme this morning. It's Eddie Walsh there, who is a GRA rep for Kerry, talking about those figures which show that the Kerry division had more than three times the number of some of the assault rates in Dublin, with 25 officers being injured on duty. Although that figure for last year was thankfully down on the much higher figure of 41. In 2024, the Garda Commissioner has been speaking about this since he took up his position last September. The new Garda Commissioner, Justin Kelly, said the safety of the Gardaí was of utmost importance and concern from Garda Síochána. And as you heard Eddie talk about there, he brought in tasers for frontline Gardaí on a pilot basis, body cams being rolled out nationwide amongst frontline staff to measures aimed at reducing the level of injuries to Gardaí. Will they work? And of course, that increased sentencing that came in November of 2023, will that have an effect as the years go on deterring people from assaulting Garda Síochána and on-duty emergency workers as well from 7 to 12 years? Give us your views on that. Is there, nowadays, a lack of respect, for authority? Is that contributing to the feeling that people feel that they can assault a member of an Garda Síochána who is trying to do their duty? I'd love to hear your views on that. Alcohol and drugs, does that come into it? Give us your thoughts.